This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Apa kabar?
大家好。
Vanakkam.
Hello.
This is Chill Out with Omsa.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Chill Out with Omsa. I am Ginny.
And I'm Navi. So you can hear us live at ORFM 105.4 FM or via ORFM website to find Chill Out with Omsa.
So today, we have June and Amira in the house to talk about their childhood experience.
Ooh, hi!
Okay, so can you guys briefly introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Amira. I'm in psychology in my third year. I'm 19 years old and this is my first year in New Zealand.
Hi, I'm June. I do linguistics and I'm in my second year and I'm originally from Penang.
Wow, Penang girl.
Yeah, I have to shout out Penang every chance I get.
Okay, so how are you guys today? Restfully?
Yeah, pretty good.
That was... Yes.
What? Okay, so first question for today is... What was your childhood like? Childhood.
It was okay, I guess. A lot of tuition classes. Growing up in Malaysia, it's not as much pressure as, you know, growing up in Singapore or China, but I think it's also more intense, like, academically compared to New Zealand. So, yeah, but I really have no idea. What about you, Navi?
Amira, you share your thoughts.
I moved when I was 4 years old. I moved when I was 4 years old to Pakistan. So, like, that's a big part of my childhood. Like, adjusting to a whole new world. And also, they didn't speak English, so I had to go to, like, a private school, and it was fun.
Oh, which private school are you from?
In Pakistan, I was...
Oh!
in Pakistan, I was in a Karachi American school, but when I came back to Malaysia, I went to Bukit Damansara.
Oh, Damansara kids. Okay, so how was the experience in Pakistan?
In Pakistan, it was like, honestly, I don't remember much of my life there either than like going to school and seeing my friends and coming, like, that's all my life was, home and school. And like, I had best friends and like everybody was so nice and the teachers were so nice. And then, like, coming back to Malaysia was, like, culture shock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you know the books that have squares? Like, the books of, like, tiny squares that you use in school?
The buku latihan?
Yeah. Buku latihan. For the maths one.
Yeah. And then, like, I've never seen a book like that before, so I wrote, like, one letter in each box.
Oh. Supposed to be one number in each box.
Yeah.
Cute.
Yeah.
Wait, so did you not use, like, those books in Pakistan?
I mean, we use, like, regular notebooks.
Mm. Oh.
Okay.
Oh, interesting. Is there any cute guys?
Where?
In Pakistan.
Dude, she was a child.
She was a child.
But I was in love with my best friend.
Please behave. Don't be so haram. Okay.
So, is there any unforgettable silly things that you did during your childhood?
Well, I'm very excited to hear about that.
I have a lot, you know?
Okay, let's start with June. Yeah. I have a lot as well.
I have a lot.
I think, like, my most embarrassing one that my family still teases me about is, like, when I do my homework, like, I like to fiddle with my pens and stuff. So once I was, like, really deep in thought, okay? Uh-huh. So my pen was, like, pushing on my lip just a bit, a little too close to my nostril, and my elbow just slipped off the table. And the whole, like, it was a mechanical pencil, not a pen, actually. And the whole cap just went deep in my nose.
god. Did it hurt?
Wow. Not really. Like, I could feel something was there, but No, it was a really smart design, okay? They had a little hole so I could breathe. So I was there, like, panicking for 5 minutes, and I knew that if I went to get my mom, I would get laughed at first.
Yeah.
So I was, like, trying to get it out, but I ended up pushing it even deeper.
Oh.
So in the end, I was like, Mom, please don't laugh, but I have something up my nose.
I think epidural.
Yeah.
Then how did you, like, remove that thing out?
No, like, she just, like, pinched my nose and, like, just tried to breathe out really hard, and it took, like, I don't know, like 5 minutes
okay.
as well.
You know, during my childhood days,
yeah.
okay, I used to like stay at my babysitter's house. And then there's one time I played with one of the toys. And then I was like,
toy car.
Can you just say what toy is about?
I just like let my intuitive thoughts win.
Impulsive, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then I take the tire of the toy. I put it inside my nose and it stuck in my nose and I cried and then my babysitter called my parents and then my parents picked me up and then we need to go to the hospital to suck.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that was silly.
Yeah, I have a silly story to say as well. Like, my sister and I, we used to fight when we were kids, okay? So at that time, we were like chewing gum. So what my sister did was, like, when we were fighting, she accidentally spit the chewing gum on my hair.
Oh.
And it was like right in the middle of my head.
Oh my
and
God.
My mom had to like take the scissors and just cut off.
Wait, so did you have a bald spot for like months?
No, it was just like just one.
Oh, she didn't cut your hair.
Yeah, she didn't cut off like completely.
Like now we
just
have
that one
hair, so
yeah.
I think it doesn't matter.
It was like disgusting.
That's
yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
So what about you, Amira?
One that I can think about is when I was trying to learn Malay as a kid, and I used to directly translate Malay into
English,
English
into
wait,
whatever.
You translate Malay
English into Malayla.
Yeah, like whatever.
Like following English, right?
Following the English structure.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, okay.
So I was trying to say my name is Anis, which is Nama Saya Anis.
Uh-huh.
But I kept saying Saya Nama Anis.
Oh.
And like people would correct me and I would refuse.
Oh.
I would refuse to fix it.
How does that go in English though?
My name is
Saya Nama.
Sounds funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, nice one. Funny one. Yeah.
Well, I've got another one. Okay. I'm so naughty, yeah. Okay. My other silly thing is I used to hurt myself a lot during my childhood days because I want to skip classes.
Oh my god.
What class is that?
You want to tell them?
Just tell them. What class
is that? You know, mengaji Al-Quran.
Oh my god.
I was like being forced by my parents and I was like, I don't like it. You know? So, and then, but when you like grow older, you know the benefit of going to the class.
Yeah.
But, you know, during the childhood, they never explained to us why they like sent us.
Yeah.
And then they forced us to go. And I was like, I don't want to go.
But no worries, she's religious now. She is very religious.
But same with me, like the teacher never really actually looks at you reading.
Uh-huh.
So my friend would be like, skip a few lines.
Yeah, I know, right? I used to do that as well.
Yeah, because it'd be like mass reading at the same time. So nobody looks.
Yeah.
So,
I know, right?
To get out of the class quicker.
Yeah. True.
Okay, so June, what are your proudest moments during childhood or when you studied in primary school?
During primary school, I don't know, I was like, yeah, I was pretty unimpressive. Like, I had good grades, but I didn't really do anything. I guess my biggest feat was like, after like 10 people tried and failed to spell guacamole, I spelled it correctly.
Okay.
Wow. Good. Spelling bee queen.
Yeah, spelling bee queen.
Yeah, and that was only because at that point I was really obsessed with a snack that they sold in the supermarket. So it was literally like having that twice a week.
Yeah.
So from the packaging, I could see like guacamole flavor. So that was how I knew. I literally won, like not really won, like I got a minor prize in the spelling bee because I was Galojo.
Now you know why she's doing linguistics.
Makes sense.
That's cool.
But you really enjoyed language, right? When you were studying
it's
school?
Like being a professional yapper, you know?
I see. Okay.
Wow. What about you, Amira? What's your proudest moment?
I mean, like, when I moved back to Malaysia, like, I was 9, and I didn't know, like, any Malay. So I guess the proudest moment was, like, I got A's in my test.
Even if
I didn't speak anything.
No, low-key, though, I didn't speak any Mandarin until, like, I guess, like, until towards the end of primary one. But I still, like, got at least 80-something, 90-something on all of my tests.
Yeah, exactly. It's not the same thing. Like, writing on tests, that's why. Like, it was so easy in tests. Oh, and one time, like, you know when you get, you're, like, ranked in school, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So when I first came, I got put into the last class because they never tested me to, like, put, like, where my ranking was. They were just like, okay, like, champa. Put her into the last class. And then I went to the first class.
Yeah.
At the end of the year. Slay girl.
Okay, so what about you, Nabi?
I think similar to them. Like, besides good grades, I don't think I did very... I can't really remember.
Good grades is like a, it's like a,
because that's like
standard.
A must. That, yeah. That's like,
it's
a,
like
must.
A basic requirement for us.
Okay, what about you, Jimmy?
Okay. I used to be like a very extrovert person during my primary school. I joined a lot of activities. Like, you know, you never believe this. I joined theater.
Wow!
I can act, guys.
Can you sing?
She can. She's taking part in the Bersatu video. Guys. I mean,
watch the Bersatu video.
I used to be one of the child who is being abused.
Dude, I used to take part in theater as well. I used to act a lot in school.
And used to dance. What is pidato in English?
Poetry.
What is it?
Like, I used to be like a storytelling person.
Wow, no, that's good. That's good. Same.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I used to take part in dancing competitions.
Now we can dance.
But I'm not very good at singing, so I'm very bad at singing.
Don't let her sing.
Interesting.
I mean, I miss my childhood though.
That was like the best moment.
Yeah.
Stress-free.
You never stress.
Stress-free. You don't have to think about anything.
I feel like I was so stressed. Like it's like studying for the UPSR.
UPSR.
Girl. Oh my god. It was like training camp. It was so hard.
Oh my god. UPSR, bruh.
But I feel like outside of UPSR, though, like I looked forward to every exam season because that meant that I wouldn't get any homework. So as soon as I got home, it was just like free time all the time.
The period after the exams, when the classes were like nothing.
We
would play like crazy.
True.
I remember.
Oh my god. Like the card games. And then like and they would be so mad about it too.
Have you guys played like what was that Wawasan Duplo, the one they have Nama, Animal?
Oh my god!
You guys played that?
Yeah, we played it.
And then did you guys play Silent Killer?
Mafia.
Oh my god. I just miss those moments with my friends. I love them. Yes. If you guys are listening, I really genuinely miss you guys.
Like during my time, they brought smartphone, and then when teacher catches it, they like hide it somewhere. That was so funny.
Oh my god, I was friends with the prefects. So during sports check,
did you bring that?
No,
don't tell
no,
me.
We're just besties like that at the cable, you know. like what's it called? During sports checks, like, I would never get in trouble, even though I had, like, so many, like, stuff in my bag.
What kind of stuff you used to keep?
No, like just card games.
Oh, card games.
But, like, okay. They would confiscate it and be so mad about it. Like,
it's bro, just Uno.
I am the prefect.
What do you mean?
I am the prefect.
Yeah, I am the school prefect.
That's school librarian.
Yeah, I am the prefect, but rules. Okay, we see now. Okay. All right.
So, what is your best memory of your childhood that you can, like, remember?
June, you want to go first?
I think June have a lot.
I haven't, like, I can't think of one right now. Wait, let her go.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my God. Just play dates. You know when you're so carefree? Like,
yeah.
Just having your friends around, like, yeah, all the time. Like, after school.
Yeah.
Going swimming. Oh, so fun.
Playing kutinteng.
Oh.
Kutinteng.
You play gala panjang?
Yeah, I played Gala Panjang before. Baling Slipa. Have you guys played that before?
Oh. Have you played it before, Jim?
Too bad. You need to.
Guys, you guys should, though.
Yeah.
Baling Slipa. We used to build the slipa. I used to play with my siblings.
Masak-masak
using the tahun.
Play the soap in the bathroom.
Oh my god, yeah.
I used to pretend I was skiing.
Yeah, same.
Oh my god, I would bring the umbrella into the shower. I just never used an umbrella before. So, like, I brought it into the shower.
And also, like, when I was younger, right, we had, like, a really big white blanket. So I would wear it and pretend to be a princess.
Aww.
And my grandpa.
Aww.
Okay, backstory. My grandma loves gardening. So she has, like, loads of flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what my grandpa did? He plucked all of those flowers to put on my head.
Oh my god, so sweet.
That's so cute.
You look like a princess to him.
I mean, you're...
Maybe.
Your grandfather really understand the assignment.
Yeah. he knows my aesthetic.
Yeah. You're the princess of the house.
Yeah, last time my siblings and I used to take the sofa, right?
Mm.
We used to build house and then we used to stay inside there. Yeah, it was really nice.
I always, like, play the Barbie doll.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We, like, changed the clothes.
Yeah, I know. I've done that before as well.
But that one was so expensive, though, back then.
Yeah, right. I used to force my mother. I used to cry.
Tantrums.
My siblings, like, it reminded when you said, like, the fort with cushions and stuff. My siblings put up, like, a tent in our room.
Yeah.
Like, on the beds. Like, a huge, huge outdoor tent on two of our beds. And we would sleep in the tent.
I know. Yeah. Like, the best thing that we've done during our time.
Mine was a bit more chaotic. We had a spare mattress in my parents' bedroom. Mm-hmm. And their bed was quite high. Mm-hmm. So we would put the spare mattress onto the bed, kind of leaning against it to make a slide.
Uh-huh.
And me and my brother were literally... We will literally, like, spend the whole night just going up and down the slide.
Nice! So...
Slay.
Oh my god, so fun. Okay. So,
how did you spend time with your siblings during childhood?
I'm the youngest, so I was... Okay.
How many siblings do you have?
I have three older siblings.
Okay.
The biggest gap is 8. The smallest gap is 5.
Okay.
So, hey, you're the fourth child.
Yeah.
You seem.
You're the middle child. You have a baby.
Not really. I mean, I am the second last.
But you're not the youngest.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyways.
Middle child.
I'm kidding.
Okay.
Cancel. Okay.
But, like... Because you're the youngest child. You're so... Oh, my God. I mean, I know I was annoying.
So manja.
Like always with my parents. Yeah. And then, like, my siblings would never tell me anything.
Yeah, typical youngest
siblings. I'm a yapper and a tattletale, you know?
Always crying.
Drama queen.
Always crying.
Drama queen.
I was such a brat. Oh, my God, actually.
Spoiled
whatever
brat.
Whatever they want to get.
I never got... disciplined as hard as my siblings.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
All the youngest are like that.
Yeah, though. I mean, I always, like, get scolded, but my sister never. I was like, this is not fair.
And when they do it, right, the parent tells the older sibling it's because she's young, she doesn't know better.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And what?
I just a baby.
What should I have known better?
Yeah, I know.
And if the youngest one do any mistakes, right?
Yeah.
They'll start. It's all because of you. They
you
see
didn't
what
set
you
a
do.
Good example.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't set a good example. They only follow whatever they see. I'm like, why me? All the time.
Sometimes when your younger sibling is like doing something to make you mad, they'll just tell you, oh, it's because they want your attention. They love you. That's why.
I used to have the opposite problem because like my older sister would freaking, you know, they're bullying.
Yeah.
It's torture. It's wicked. One time, like, my sister, okay, this is kind of my sister once took off her sock. Like, that's a sitting area where we take off our shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just sitting there, and my sister took off her socks after school and put it in my mouth.
Ew. Oh my god! That's her love language.
Oh my god! Literally, my mom was like, it's just because she loves you. That's how she shows her love. Are you kidding?
I can't imagine the dirty socks going to my mouth.
Yeah, it's like, wait, what is in my mouth?
Yeah, I don't deny that the elder ones like to bully the younger ones. I don't deny that fact.
Yeah,
I do it.
Actually,
I do it all the time.
Oh, June, that's a lie.
June,
are you the oldest?
I love bullying them.
Yeah, I am. Well, I only have a younger brother.
Mm.
And I'm the eldest granddaughter on both sides.
Oh, so she's mature.
So you have
no. I just
special.
Distance myself from everyone. Like I'll watch.
Okay.
Leave me alone.
Oh, understand.
How's the feeling of being the eldest in both sides? Like the eldest.
I'm not like the eldest. Eldest. I have like older male cousins on my mother's side, but they're chaotic as well. So it's kind of like no one's really the oldest here.
Oh, I understand.
I understand.
Yeah, but I feel like whenever you meet your cousins, all of you just kind of unleash your inner craziness.
Yeah.
Well,
true,
actually, it's true. I always like bully my little sister to do a lot of things. If I am so lazy, I will just
it's like,
call her name and then say, can you do this? Can you do this?
Yeah.
She will do it.
Wow. What happens if she doesn't?
Ooh. Obviously, you know.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, it's okay. So, I know. As a younger sibling.
Yeah. You're the hurting. Hurting?
Okay, whatever. So how I used to spend my... What's that? Spend my time with my siblings. It's like most of the time we used to fight.
Uh-huh.
But then at the same time, I can't say this. Okay, but we do love each other.
Aww.
But then in my case, I'm a bit immature compared to my sister. So it's upside down.
What do you mean, yeah? I mean, it's always like that, lah.
It's always like
because
that.
Because the oldest is always pampered by the, like, by their parents. And the second
not
one.
Really.
No,
really?
Okay, not really. Okay, wait. The second child is always, being, like, you know, what is it called? Dibiarkan,
like ignored, abandoned.
Yeah, abandoned. And there will. It's middle child things, guys. It's middle child things.
Oh,
yeah. I knew it.
No, I don't really get pampered, but of course,
yeah.
Of course, they all love each other and care for each other. But I don't know. Just a little bit.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Fair now.
Okay. Okay. So, Amira. Do you have any childhood best friend? Like, just one person?
Like, I wouldn't say, like, maybe since, like, standard 5. But, like, we don't keep up with each other.
Yeah,
but I would still consider her my friend, you know? Like, it's a low-maintenance friendship. But, yeah.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, I also have, but we rarely, like, keep in touch.
Yeah.
But we still keep in touch.
But when the moment when you see each other and then you call them, you talk like normally.
Yeah, true.
What about you, Jun?
Oh, I actually have quite a few friends from primary school, and I've known them since I was, like, 8. Oh. And we still talk, like, regularly, at least, like, every month. So they are kind of, like, my solid best friends.
Yeah. Same with June.
Okay, now that I heard that you have the same childhood best friend.
Yeah.
Until
yes.
Wow.
I had this friend where we were friends in preschool. Then we continued actually, we didn't study in the same preschool. We stayed in the same area. So, housing area. So, what happened was, like, when we went to our primary school, we were in the same primary school, same secondary school. And then our friend, the circle of our friends got bigger when we went to primary school. And then my primary school friends remained till today. So, yeah, and we keep in touch with each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love them.
Saranghae.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you were a child, what did you want to be when you grew up?
I wanted to be a vet and a baker. Like, I've always loved baking. There's pictures of me, like, I should have not been in the kitchen alone, but I was in the kitchen alone a lot, like, over the stove. And, like, there's pictures of me, like, cooking, like, from a young age, yeah.
Oh my god, have you tried going to Kidzania?
Oh my god, yeah, I love Kidzania.
I loved it.
Have you?
No.
No, oh, okay.
The last time I was on a radio was at Kidzania.
You tried to become the host.
Yeah.
Yeah. DJ.
I still have the CD.
So, what about you, June?
I think one of my first ones, when I was still interested in science, I am no longer interested. I wanted to be a scientist because I wanted to mix stuff around. I thought it was going to be the same as me in the shower mixing shampoo and conditioner. And then I moved on to, like, a teacher at first, like any sort of teacher. Yeah. And then it was like, maybe I want to teach, like, English or, like, Mandarin, you know. And eventually it was just like, yeah, I'm just going to, like, do languages and all that.
Yeah, actually, during my childhood days, I always talk alone. Like,
I also used to do that. I used to talk alone a lot. Yeah, my mom used to be scared of me.
I used to force my brother to sit down so I could teach him.
I used to do that. And then one day, my dad come to me and he was like, hey, why are you talking alone? Maybe my dad think yang I talk with some ghost or
imaginary friend.
Oh my god, I would be scared.
Actually, that's like improving your communication skills.
Yeah, I mean, bro, they didn't even know.
At one point, my mom just left me, like, okay, go ahead. Because one of my uncles told, actually, it's, you know, it's good.
I'm talking to my imaginary friend.
And I used to do that as well. I used to teach my siblings.
Yeah.
I think that I'm the teacher and make them sit. And I used to teach them. Yeah, I used to force them.
But I want to become a doctor, though.
Yeah. Because, yeah, that was my ambition at the beginning as well.
Because I think doctor is so rich. But once I grew up, I was like, oh no, this is not for me.
Here's my dad's side. Most of them are in the medical lane. So I thought of, like, you know, following their step. But then I was like, nah, okay, that's fine.
I can't do blood like that.
Then I realized that I know. What do you call that? Hemophobia?
I don't know.
Is that?
I don't know.
Yeah. Can't see a very...
Yeah.
Too much of blood.
Gory and...
Scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... Change to my son becoming teacher. I want to teach.
Bruh.
I want to educate.
You want to mentally torture young impressionable children.
But Navi can teach lah.
Yeah, I can.
She will be a future lecturer, you know.
You are also a future lecturer.
Oh my god.
Okay, what are you talking about?
I used to teach. After finishing my matriculation program, I went to a kindergarten. So I taught there for 3 months. It was like a beautiful experience. I love teaching.
Must be hard.
I love handling with kids. I'm good with kids. Yeah.
Okay, so between your mom and your dad, who scold you the most during your childhood days?
You guys are more important to us. So.
Yeah, I know, right?
I mean, my dad worked in KL for like a big part of my childhood, so he wasn't really there.
Mm-hmm.
I mostly watched him scold my brother.
Fathers usually have beef with it.
And like, my mom would kind of scold me, but I was also a really good kid, guys. I'm just that perfect kid. No.
Bro.
But no, I didn't really do anything much
yeah.
to get like soldered, except I was really, really slow. I still am really slow at doing stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Like you were like a sloth.
Yeah, I like taking my time. Every time we went to the mall, right, we would be like, okay, we're leaving at 5. And at 5:15, I would be like, can you wait? I'm still packing my bag. I need to decide which two books I want to bring to read at dinner and on the car ride home. Yeah, I was like that.
He's so cute, lah.
Even watching your hand movements is like slow motion.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got scolded a lot for being slow, but
yeah. See.
Fair enough. That's okay.
I continue being slow and they just have to accept
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's you, girl.
Yeah.
Take your time.
Take your time. Don't rush.
Yeah.
Therapy session, guys.
Okay. Don't rush in anything. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what about you, Amira?
Definitely my mom. Like,
yeah,
villain and the monster.
Yeah, you get like pulled into the bathroom for 1 second.
Oh, do you get that treatment as well?
It was
bathroom treatment.
I always like get the hanger treatment.
Hanger. I don't know whether we're allowed to say that, but.
Rotan mana rotan? Rotan kita baling dalam... Oh, sorry. The rotan, what we do is my mom, every time she buys a new rotan, it goes in the drain. Because behind my house, we have like a huge drain.
Oh my God.
It goes into there.
I see.
Yeah, my siblings and I will plan. Like, okay, we're going to throw this rotan.
Mine has never been physical.
Oh,
because wow. The youngest child, they...
Yeah. Spoiled brat.
Yeah. Maybe that's why... that's who I am
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I also never been like physical...
Really?
Beaten by... Hanger? No, it's just that to scare me.
I see.
I will like... After they do that, and I run.
I
trap myself inside the room.
The room.
I see.
There's one time, I am very like excited to play with my friend. Mm-hmm. And then I come back late. Mm. And then my mom... Say, I was like, I don't want to. My mom like asked me to go back lah, and I was like, no, I don't want to. And then my mom locked myself.
Lock you
at the outside of my house. And she was like, no, don't want to go back.
Oh my God!
I got this treatment, this punishment where my mom. I think it was like my second sibling and my youngest were fighting and. Four of us had to like kneel on the road outside. That was one punishment.
Oh my God.
And then I used to get bitten by my mom because I like to talk back. It's not that I'm very naughty. It's just that I like to talk back. I'll ask her why. If my mom say don't do this, I'll ask her why I can't do. I'm a big girl now. Why can't I? And I'll get a slap
it's
from
giving
her
you
all the time.
It's giving you.
And there's this one story I would like to share. My mom was a very strict mother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When, okay, my mom used to teach us, okay? I want to tell the spelling story.
Oh.
Mm. Okay, so my mom used to give us spelling, like, every week. So she expect us to memorize it. And then whenever she asks, you know, we have to, like, spell it out. So there's this one time, she caught me copying.
Oh.
Can you imagine? Well, imagine my mom. She took the cane and she whacked me and it was like blue-black.
Hey, but your mom looks so nice
She
now.
Looks oh very nice, but she is nice. But I think at that time, yeah, I think that's how she has to bring us up. Yeah.
I mean, I know why my mom's always call me.
Now
because,
I know.
Because, yeah, now I know. Because if she never scold me, I will become the naughtiest child ever.
You look naughty.
Look naughty. But she is scared of her mother's stare. I was not scared when my mother stared.
Yeah,
at me,
because
I was not scared.
Because she's so like it wants she angry. You know?
Yeah.
I'm done.
If my mom,
you know,
like,
she's the Kedah
mom.
Why is she like, how did man go?
My mom is from Kedah.
Yeah.
My mom
she was like, how do you make God? Aku dah cakap abis si awal. I can't. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not scared of my mother's stare. So she has to like move to take the cane or whatsoever.
Yeah.
Then I get scared.
I mean, I wasn't that naughty. So like my mom's really nice.
Yeah. Can see lah. I'm not that naughty.
Oh.
Okay.
So did you have like a nickname?
No.
No, not really.
My first name.
Yeah?
No.
I mean, within my family, they just call me like Qiqi. Because my full name is like Ma Junqi.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's cute, though.
Mm-hmm. The interesting part is my family called me Hanis.
Oh.
Because I don't like my name. My name is Hanis Izni. I don't like my Izni name. Because I feel like, why is it there? Is it not supposed to be there? Okay, and then but they called me Hanis because I don't like Izni. So once I go to school, my friends always annoyed me because they know that I don't like my name. So they call me Izni instead of Hanis. Mm. So there's one time my mom come to my school just to, for what is it? Report card. Yeah, report card. And then she heard my teachers and my friends call me Izni. And then in the car, she laughed at me. She said, oh, they call me Izni. But then she laughed. And I was like, Mama, don't be like this. Okay. So, hi. What about you? You have nickname?
Oh, they call
Vaishu.
Vaishu?
Vaishu?
Yeah.
Vaishu or sometimes, yeah, Vaishu.
Okay,
so do you guys have any family traditions that associated with holidays? For example, like family holiday, vacation?
There used to be this, like, one company, like, my dad's company's, like, you know, like, the bungalow that you can rent because you're under that company? So, like, every year we would go to Cameron Highlands and then we would have this one place to stay. And it would be so nice because there was this, like, guy that lived in the house and cooks for us. And it's Cameron Highlands, so it's amazing. Like, yeah. It's near the strawberry factory, so that's... But it closed down. The company sold the bungalow.
Oh, that's so sad.
Like, I can never go there again.
Oh.
Yeah.
What about you, June?
For me, it's like, okay, this is a fairly new tradition, but after all of the cousins, like the older ones at least, learn how to drive, right? I mean, I have my driver's license, but I don't want to drive. But my cousins can. So...
I almost killed my siblings. The Penang.
Yeah, it's very cute.
Oh my god, I cannot. Like,
yeah, so after like we got cousins that like knew how to drive. During every CNY celebration, right? Uh-huh. After like you know, of course we're gonna do firecrackers and do crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Then we would be like, let's go get ice cream. And it would be the cousins and my grandpa.
Yeah. Cute grandpa. Yeah.
So we'll all go to like Family Mart and there would just be like 7-8 people entering at once saying, I want this. And you could see the face of the poor worker, you know?
Okay, so this is like a typical question. Do you have any childhood trauma?
I do. I'll start. Okay. in one of our neighbor's house, all the siblings were. I was very young, and my older brother, like we have a 7-year age gap, so he was like riding his bike, and I was like 4 or 5, and I was sitting on the, you know, there's like a seat at the back of the bike. But I was sitting, and then he was pedaling the bike, and my foot...
Hey! Okay.
My foot went into the wheel, and he kept pedaling.
Oh, no.
So my leg got messed up.
Actually, that's and what happened to me also.
Really?
Yeah. The exact same thing. I mean, there's like one time, we want to have like bonding session.
Yeah.
And then we want to have picnic, and then... they bite me. My sister bite me. She's in front and I'm at the back.
Yeah.
And then she pedaled. My leg was inside. And then, go to hospital.
Yeah.
Straight away.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Of course, you guys lost so much blood.
Not really.
No, it scratched.
Yeah, just scratch. I still have the scars now.
Yeah, oh my god. Like, I still have got scars. Sprained, you know. Yeah.
I mean, I am so naughty lah during.
Yeah,
I always go to hospital.
I can feel the pain.
Yeah, like getting your foot stuck in the like slammed on the door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like scratch.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I still have a scar, so.
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah,
do you have?
I mean, it's not really trauma, but it was a really messed up thing.
Yeah.
Remember how like usually in primary school, right? Your teachers would teach in school, and some of them would give like at home tuition to you. And apparently, during my first year in primary school, the government kind of like was trying to crack down on these sort of like at-home tuition centers, lah.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to my homeroom teacher's tuition because I didn't speak any Mandarin, and she was like, "Just come and I'll teach you." Okay. So at some point, I was in the canteen, you know, just doing kid stuff, eating my lunch. And, like, two men came and sat next to me. They were dressed in, like, formal attire, so I was very terrified. Uh-huh. And they were like, "Hi, are you enjoying your lunch?" And I was like, "Oh, yeah." Because, like, you don't speak to strangers, dude.
Yeah.
And they just started interrogating me, like, "Oh, what class are you from? Like, oh, who's your teacher? Do you go to any tuition? Do your, like, teachers also teach in, like, actual schools?"
Mm.
And, like, of course I wouldn't think to lie because... Mm. Like, they were completely just using me to get information. And I accidentally said that, yeah, my homeroom teacher, like, teaches me Mandarin in her home.
God.
Yeah. So, yeah, they got her in trouble for that.
Aww.
And I felt so guilty that, like, I think I had a high fever, which was, like, 39 degrees.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was, like, sick in bed for, like, a whole week.
Aww.
So my dad was, like, super mad. He wrote, like, a long letter to the government, like, department. And he was like, "It's completely wrong to treat a child like this. And also, if the teacher's like not doing anything bad, why would you do that?"
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, the two guys actually apologized to me.
Oh,
okay. At least they apologized.
Honestly, I don't even remember if they apologized in person or like just to my dad. But yeah, that was really messed up for a 7-year-old kid to go through.
Yeah. It's so weird that, like, why are, like, home tuitions so, why is it illegal? Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, it's just extra class that we need.
Mm-hmm.
And the teachers need that income.
Yeah,
so,
and
like,
they don't pay your teachers that more. Much.
Yeah. What about you, Navi? Do you have any childhood trauma?
I don't think so. My life is full of drama, not trauma. But there was this scary... I didn't experience it when I was a child. Mm. I was 15 years old, form 3.
It's teenagers.
Yeah. No, what happened was my mom, she left me in the car alone. But she told me, "Okay, you want to follow me?" I said no, because I was having my menstrual cramps, so it was very painful. Yes. So I said no, I want to sit in the car. So my mom went to pick up my brothers from the school. So she left me in the car. She locked the car and everything. So beside my brother's school is the secondary high school students. So there was this few boys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they came over. They started like hitting the car.
Oh, and
I was like, "Bro, I have menstrual cramps, bro." But one thing that my mom told me, if you like don't know anyone or anything, just don't, say anything. Okay.
Yeah.
So I acted like, "Oh, I was reading my book." I acted like nothing happened. Like I ignored them.
Yeah.
Then, but actually, at first they came individually. Mm. Then they came in a group. Yeah,
weird.
That scared me, bro. And when I saw my mom coming from the back, I started crying. I was like, "Except don't leave me alone. I'm following you wherever you go." Yeah, that's what my mom told me. That's why I sent you to martial arts class. Taekwondo class. What's
cute.
The point?
Yeah, Navi, get out and start fighting.
Yeah,
but I was a bit scared because I was alone, so I wasn't brave enough. Yeah.
And you had cramps.
How dare they, stupid boys. But that's fine. Okay, yeah, that's all. That wasn't a trauma. That was like a story.
I had a similar experience, but I'm pretty sure I was about to get kidnapped.
Oh my God.
I was left in the... It's like my mom was going to pick up my brother, and it was like after school hours, so not many people were there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like... My mom parked me near the guardhouse, but it's not like the guard could see me.
Okay.
And then I was sitting there. I was like 9, and I'm a tiny, tiny child. So like, I probably looked like I was in standard 1. But people were...
You're still like... Oh, no. You look cute and tiny.
I still look like...
Cute and tiny.
You're still young.
Young, cute, tiny.
Yeah. Anyways, there was like 2 men... standing outside their car, just looking, like, staring, like, old men, like, middle-aged men looking into the car.
Oh my God.
For so, so long, like, until my mom came back. And it was, like, And now I still think about it, and I'm pretty sure I was going to get kidnapped.
Oh, my God.
Like, they were probably, like, assessing the situation. Like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that's traumatic.
That was scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I want to ask, like, would your younger self be proud of all your achievements that you have today?
Yes, I hope she is.
Yeah, I think she would be.
I mean, yeah, true.
I mean, I'm in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Whoa. We're in New Zealand.
True. I never expected.
Yeah. I never expect to be in New Zealand studying as well.
I never expected to meet you guys.
Aww. That's so sweet.
Ew.
Especially Navi.
Yeah.
Crazy bunch. Okay, so.
It's a bonus question you want to ask?
Okay, so, yeah, you want to ask?
I can ask.
Okay, ask.
So this is one question, okay? It's a bonus question.
This is a bonus question.
So if you could turn back the time, which memory you want to fix the most?
I wouldn't change a thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. No regrets.
No regrets.
Oh, slay.
Yeah. Whatever we experience is just a life lesson.
Mm. Yeah,
we learn our lessons, then we move on.
Yeah.
It's beautifully written.
Yeah. It's meant to happen.
It's meant to happen. Yeah. And we learn from it.
Yeah.
Mm. Right?
I know.
It's okay. It's okay to experience something new every day.
Yeah. True. Okay, so...
I don't know why I'm looking at you.
Yeah, she's like staring at me, eyes wide open, while she's saying, it's good to experience new stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I agree, but why?
Yeah, in the last episode, Shane was like, don't look at me.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, Navi, what are you looking at?
No, sometimes you just gotta maintain. Because some people know a lot of things.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh. They know more stories, so
I gotta look at them.
You're saying that like I'm some sort of busybody. I know everyone's business.
Baby. No, I'm not sure about you, but I am.
Yes. Okay, yeah. So, who influenced you the most during your childhood days?
Do you want to go first?
My grandpa. Grandmother.
I love your grandpa.
Talk
so
about
much.
Her grandmother.
Aww. Yeah, my grandpa and grandma, I guess.
Yeah, aww,
they're
so
like
beautiful.
Very, very sweet and loving. I mean, even like the way they treat each other also, mm-hmm, like of course they complain about each other, but at the end of the day they like make the effort to understand why and like put up with them instead of like just being mad, you know. Okay. Like they understand that this is a person that I have to live with and I have to care for them, and even if I don't agree I will like just be considerate about them. So
June grandparents like, set the standards high for her.
Aww.
And that's why she's still single, guys.
Yeah.
She needs that grandpa, grandma love.
Until this day, right? When they, like, go outside, they still hold hands.
Oh, my God.
I love watching couples.
That's cute. Jinka ai.
Okay. What else they do? What else sweet memories did they share?
About
sweet,
my grandparents?
Sweet moments, yeah.
Oh my God, my grandpa still feeds my grandma.
Does he cook?
Oh, he can't cook. He absolutely cannot cook.
So grandma's the cook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was younger, right, my grandpa would literally just lie on his chair and be like, Chichi, go ask your grandma to make me coffee, please.
Aww.
So I would go from the kitchen and I would run to the kitchen and say, Ama, grandpa wants coffee.
He's the king and she's the queen.
Aww.
Yeah. And then my grandma will like complain, but she'll still make it anyway.
She still loves him.
Anyways.
Yeah. Of course.
That's were you raised in the same house as them?
No.
Do you visit them often?
Yeah, I went over to their house like every day.
I see. Mm.
Yeah.
So what about you, Amira?
My mom.
Yeah.
I love her so much. Oh my God. Life would be perfect here if she was here.
Yeah, like, true. What about you, Jenny?
Of course, my
who? My Navi.
Parents lah.
Parents,
they always
parents.
Like, they always support me in whatever situation I've been. Like, you know, during my primary school, I want to participate in every, like,
curricular activities.
Yeah, curricular activities like drama, theater. Mm. Everything.
They support, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're always like, oh, just go for it.
Yeah.
My dad was like, I will sign. Okay.
Yeah.
you will have like acknowledgement form.
Yeah.
You need to get your parents sign, yeah. They will sign.
I just signed it myself.
Oh, yeah, I can do my mom's signs pretty easy.
I started signing my brother's forms as my mother.
Yeah, I've done that before. And yeah. I got scolded by my mom.
No, my mom.
If I get caught.
I got caught because I'm not good at cheating. I'm not good at lying.
Yeah, I'm good at lying.
My mom can like catch me.
Yeah, yeah. My mom also can catch though if I lie to her.
Yeah.
That better I talk.
Better I tell the truth instead of like getting slapped.
My mom Surya told me just sign it yourself.
Just sign it.
Please, I will that mom. I will be that mom.
Yeah. Yeah. But not report card, of course, right?
Oh yeah.
You wanna see your kids? Yeah.
So what about you, Navi?
What was the question again? No, I just got carried away by everyone's
who
story.
Who influenced your?
Oh. I think, of course, my mother.
My mother.
Yeah, she is...
Amma.
My mom, she's a very strong woman.
Mm.
And I really look up to her. I don't think I can do what she did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still question myself, how can she do that?
Yeah.
How did she manage with four kids? How?
Exactly.
But she did it.
How are they so nice? Like, how is she so nice?
I mean, like, how they, like, control their emotion.
Yeah, they don't, show, we behave so rudely to them, but they don't show, like, they don't take revenge.
Yeah. During our childhood, obviously, we have our own tantrums.
Throw tantrums,
And every siblings have their own, like, personalities.
They need
to, like, manage one by one, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think we can do what our parents did.
Yeah. Like, how am I going to be a mom?
I don't know.
Me too.
I know, but I want to.
Yeah, same.
How many kids? Yeah, I don't know. That's depending on the future. Yeah.
Okay. So, what is your favorite memories you have with your parents?
Memory?
Your parents.
Can't really think of one. Navi first?
Oh, I used to... Because my dad is very... what to say? It's very, very fun. Very fun to hang out with compared to my mom. Because my dad loves kids. Uh-huh. Okay. So we used to, like I said, we used to build tent outside of our house. And then we used to stay in the, you know, in it. And my dad, my dad and I used to sing together. You know, Kuch Kuch Hota Hai, that song? Yeah. We used to have karaoke session at home. And my mom used to be the audience. My mom is a bit introvert. My dad is extrovert.
Same.
He's a bit like, you know, he likes to go out there, put himself out there. Yeah, so I used to sing, have karaoke session with my father.
Cute.
Yeah, and my entire siblings. We used to dance together. My dad used to jump on the bed with us. he used to lie on us.
Wow.
Yeah. My dad is a great man.
Yeah.
What about you?
Cool dad.
Cool dad. And some dad.
Oh, slay dad.
Slay dad.
I love K-dramas and I got my parents into K-dramas.
Wow! Achievement, guys.
So like we watch K-dramas together and it's so like cute and my dad loves it. My dad won't admit that he loves it, but
he loves it.
Like sometimes I like leave the room and he's laughing so hard. And then when I come into the room and I'm like, "Oh, you must enjoy it so much." And then he's like, I don't find it funny at all.
They just don't show.
You love it. Like,
It's always like that with everything because, like, even with my dogs, my parents are like, we hate them. We're going to send them away. But then, like, you know, who's feeding them? Who's taking them for walks?
My dad also always, like, to threaten me with my kids pula.
Your kids pula.
Yeah, like, they are your children.
Because one of my cats is very, like, noisy. Very noisy. Always cry. Always meow. Like, meow.
I during the video call.
I thought
it was a baby,
But so my dad was like, I can't lie. I'm not in love with this cat. I want to send them away. And I was like, I cried, you know. Obviously.
Okay, so what was your... Do you guys, like, have any specific candy or food that you guys used to, you know... have during your childhood days? Because I have one.
Then you go first.
No, you guys go first.
I feel like I still have this now, but like Pocky. It's, oh my god, I love Pocky. And mm-hmm. I eat it like I eat the chocolate first, and then I eat the stick.
Yeah.
Oh, Pocky.
What is that? The one, the, like, is it cocoa? That what
chocolate?
Oh my god!
Good.
Oh my god!
I love it.
Mine is Apollo.
It's so good.
Those like M&M's thing that comes in like glasses shapes, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The one that you can like press on like pills.
Yeah.
Number eight, Infinity.
This one is Teddy.
I know.
The rainbow candy.
Do you guys know the rainbow candy? The sour one, the lion picture on the package.
I love it.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, so yeah.
It was so fun having a conversation with you guys.
So it was nice.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Love having you guys. Thank you so much.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.